Hey mom, good to see you today. Do you know what today is? It is Earth Day. At least the day this episode is going live, April 22nd, it is Earth Day. So regardless of when you are actually getting to this episode, these are some great tips all year round. Not only are there some amazing tips for being eco-friendly, but also saving you money. So they're budget conscious at the same time. And who doesn't want to take care of our earth and save some money at the same time? So I'm glad you're here with me today. Let's get into this fun episode right after this. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Did you know we have a Facebook group called Frugal Living for Families? I would love to have you come join me over there. We have a great community that supports each other and shares all of our ideas so we can continue to save money, get out of debt, and just improve our family's financial situation, even on one income. I want you to become a stay-at-home mom that you desire to be, or to thrive. If you already are a stay-at-home mom and your family is struggling financially, hop on over to the group. We'd love to have you over there. Okay, let's do this. So we have two general categories that we're going to be talking about today and several different tips within those categories. So the first category is on reducing waste. So here are a bunch of tips on how you can reduce waste, which is great for the environment and your pocketbook. The first one is reusing items over and over. So there are items that maybe you haven't even thought of that can be saved and reused, like tin foil. If you use foil for like covering leftovers or lining bakeware trays, oftentimes there may be no mess depending on what you are using the foil for. So if the foil is clean, and even if it is easily cleanable, you can wash whatever is on the foil and save that for another use. And with foil also, if it is clean, it can also be recyclable. So if you don't want to hang on to it, check with your local recycle laws, but a lot of times it can be tossed into your recycle bin as well. Other things that can be reused and washed out are plastic baggies. So if you use plastic baggies for lunches or snacks, for being able to take them with you easily, you can reuse plastic baggies. And this goes for the quart size and gallon size if you use storage bags or freezer bags as well. And of course, they make some really great environmentally friendlier options for reusable bags, but for any of the regular type that you may have on hand, these are good tips to use until you have used them all up if you decide to purchase something more eco-friendly later, which not everybody can afford to do so. So this is a great way to at least reuse and minimize waste. Of course, another tip is to repurpose items into something new. So a lot of times things that we might recycle or toss could be a good item for crafts for your kids. They can get really creative with those little tubes out of your paper towel rolls or the toilet paper rolls, extra buttons from shirts. Sometimes they give those extra buttons when you buy a shirt, or extra threads. All kinds of items can be repurposed into something new. If you have a pretty pitcher that maybe the handle breaks off, that can be a flower vase or a planter. Get creative. If you have items that you're wondering about repurposing, just do an internet search for those items on repurposing ideas, and you will get a whole slew of new things that you can make with those items. Another tip is repairing items that will help them last longer. So some of the more obvious ones are things like tears in your clothing or gluing parts back together on your kids' toys if they get broken. But a lot of people don't think about, you can get shoes repaired. And of course, things like appliances or furniture. Even books can be repaired. You can do an internet search for a practical way to repair the item, or good old duct tape works sometimes too. Another tip is to purchase items that are in containers that are more eco-friendly or at least reusable type containers. So very popular is to buy things in glass as much as possible now versus plastic. But if you can look at a container and have a use for that and reuse it, or you know somebody who would like to reuse it, then that container or packaging is no longer going to be waste. Another tip, of course, is donating your items to other people who can use them. So instead of tossing out a perfectly good item, and sometimes items seem like they're not perfectly good, that they wouldn't be usable, but you'd be surprised at what uses people can make from things. Like old dirty towels, a lot of times nonprofits that work with animals, like shelters, can use those, what you think is a dirty, torn towel, and they are in desperate need of those. Even just going onto your local Buy Nothing group in Facebook or a local moms group and offering up something to see if anybody has a use, you may be surprised, and it will save you trips from having to take those items elsewhere. There are also a lot of donation centers for specific items. So sometimes there are centers in your area where you can take old mattresses to be recycled or old really large appliances. Look for community events where things like paint and chemical products can be taken to get recycled, batteries. Just do internet searches and see what you can find if something is not spoken for in a free group. If somebody does not choose to pick up your item as a free item, look into ways that you can recycle them. All right, the next tip is to purchase items that are used. So if you need to get something that is new to you, maybe your kids need new clothes. My daughter needs new summer clothes this year, and she's actually been wearing her old shorts and t-shirts for about 3 summers now. She only gets taller, and I tend to buy her like the longer shorts anyway. So luckily they have been used year over year, but this year they're getting a little bit tight. So we need to get her some new clothes, but I don't buy new. I try to get used whenever possible. I actually try to get free whenever possible. So buy used. Go look at your local thrift stores, go to garage sales in the summer. I love to do that. I find most things that we need, and probably some things I don't need, which I turn around and either sell or give them away. I also put out in my local Buy Nothing group things that I'm searching for. And so many times people have had those items that they've been able to give me, and it has saved me money. Even if you buy them used, but if you can get them for free, you've spent $0 instead of a few dollars. And you're also then reusing the used item so that that item didn't end up in our landfills. Another tip, if you have recycling that comes and picks up from your home in like a big bin, we have that every other week, we're very fortunate, then recycle as many items as you can. So look into those companies that do your garbage and recycling and look at all of the possibilities for you to recycle. Also, there are certain grocery stores or local stores, like I know in our area, New Seasons grocery store is one example. A lot of times you can take certain plastics, like the plastic lids and caps, or corks to wine bottles, things that may not be easily recycled in general, but they will let you bring them to those stores and they recycle them. So you can just have a bag saved up in your garage, and as it collects and gets full, then you can go take it and run by the store one day when you're running errands. The next tip is to avoid single-use items. So these are things like your paper plates, your plastic cups, your plastic forks and knives and spoons, the utensils. There's a place and a time for those things. Plastic baggies is another one. Foil, plastic wrap that goes over leftovers. So avoiding anything that is a single use, if you can, is going to reduce waste and is going to save you money in the long run, because you don't have to keep rebuying and rebuying and rebuying those single use items. Now, if you get an excess of single use items left over, let's say you got takeout and they gave you plastic utensils to use or extra napkins, of course, save those and use those up because you already have them. They would be waste if you don't use them, so you might as well use them first, and it'll save you money over time by spreading out your expenses. We like to save any extra plastic utensils that we have for those few times where we just have to have a plastic utensil. Like, for example, our kids' field trips always have to be 100% disposable type lunches. So we save them for those instances. The next tip, if you are a gardener, you may already do this, but you can compost so much of your waste. So if you have excess vegetables and fruit that just started to go bad and before you got to use them, put them out for composting. Your paper towel rolls, your paper towels if they're clean, any kind of paper, even like scraps of printer paper, you may be surprised at what you can toss into your compost if you've cut off any portions of veggies that are just maybe bruised or bug eaten, grass clippings, if you have leaves that you've left over and you're raking in the spring, paper bags is another one, as long as there isn't like a lot of ink on them. The compost is wonderful for any plants that you end up growing, any fruits or vegetables, or even just flowers. The compost has so many good nutrients in it. It is really great for your soil. Another tip for reducing waste is to buy in bulk. So you can cut down on packaging and containers by buying a larger amount in bulk of something. And especially if you have a reusable container that you can buy the bulk items in, like in your grocery store, if it's flour or nuts and seeds and rice and all kinds of grains they have on in bulk and candies. If you use your own reusable bags that don't weigh anything, you can keep filling them and never actually have any container waste. But also buying in larger quantities, like maybe at a warehouse store, if you tend to buy rice a lot, for example, getting a larger size bag of rice may cut down on your waste and your spending. If you haven't done this tip already, it is time. Go paperless on your bills and your statements that you get. Try to cut down on the mail that comes into your home. Of course, if you have paper mail coming in that you don't need, recycling is best. And if it is confidential, you can shred it and then still recycle the shredded paper. So that's another way to go about recycling that paper. But just go paperless if you can. So we can't avoid all mail because a lot of advertisements come in, but sometimes you can contact those companies and opt out. Sometimes you can't, but it's worth a try. Bank statements, credit card statements, any kind of bills that you have, get them in a paperless format and save them digitally if you need them. And the last tip on reducing waste is just to avoid impulse shopping. Impulse shopping makes you want to spend money and get more stuff that maybe you didn't need. So only shop if there's something you actually need and look for ways that you can get it for less money or possibly even free and used, of course. But just avoid going to the mall and looking around or going into stores if you didn't really have it on your errand list to do. Less consumption, less money spending, less waste in the long run. The other area we're going to talk about some tips today is reducing energy consumption. So here are a bunch of tips to lower your energy consumption. One is, you know this already, is to adjust your thermostat. So whether it is a cold season and you tolerate having your heat on 1 degree lower until you get used to that, and then maybe try another degree lower, layering up so that you aren't cold in your home, or in the hot months, putting the thermostat, if you have air conditioning, putting it up one more degree, get used to that temperature, then putting it up another degree, wearing tank tops and minimal clothing where you can be cooled off, using wet washcloths to cool down, opening your windows in the morning time to let the cool air in the summer months, and then closing them when the temp gets too warm outside, that you can help not having to use your heat and your air conditioning as much as possible. And then of course, adjust your thermostat when you go to bed and when you're not going to be home. Another tip is to air dry your laundry. So your dryer actually uses quite a bit of electricity and costs more on your electric bill every month. By air drying your clothes, you can hang them up outside if weather is permitting, but you can also easily hang them up inside. You can get a folding laundry rack for like $5 on Marketplace. I see them all the time, sometimes for free, sometimes $10. Look for them at garage sales, put them out into your local Buy Nothing group that you're searching for one, and you can hang a lot of clothing on them to air dry. And as far as laundry goes, I also just use the wool dryer balls. I don't use dryer sheets anymore or any kind of fabric softener. So I've saved a ton of money on those items. And if you start air drying your clothes, you may rarely need to use your dryer, and those dryer balls will last you so long. The next tip is to run any appliances around your peak times. So check with your local electric company and see when the peak times are. And you can think about this: when are most people home? If most people go to school and to work during the day, most people are home in the evening in your area. So evening would be more of a peak time, and typically your rates are higher for any electricity that you use. Same with water, same with gas, if you have gas heat, for example, like we do. So by trying to use your electricity, like running your washing machine, running your dryer during the day if you're home when most other people are not, that can save you money. Or doing a load early in the morning, or if you're a really late night owl, doing it after like 10 p.m. If you're up, you can do your laundry then. You can save a lot of money working around those peak times. Same with running your dishwasher, for example. The next tip is to look for ways to reduce your water consumption. One example, if you have a garden, is potentially collecting rainwater. Now, I guess in some areas you may need a permit to do that. I just recently heard of that. So get that permit if you need to, but collecting rainwater can water your garden without you having to run your hose or pay for that water. You can also set a timer for kids taking a shower or even yourself and try to beat that timer. So try to reduce the amount of time it takes you to take a shower. And also you can change out your shower heads for a lower water pressure. There's still enough water pressure for an effective shower, but overall they tend to end up costing you less money because you've used less water over the time of your shower. The next tip is to unplug appliances when they are not in use. Now, I would love to challenge you to see what this does to your bill. So as soon as your monthly electrical timeframe on your bill ends, start unplugging everything you can and only plug them in when they are in use. For example, I had realized one day that our toaster, which we really rarely use, was always plugged in. So I just unplugged it, and now whenever one of us needs to use it, we just plug it in real quick, toast whatever we're toasting, and unplug it right away. So any appliances, computers, so by turning things off when they're not in use and then actually unplugging them, you will save a lot of electricity, because things that are even off but still plugged in are actually still using electricity, and that affects your bill too. Of course, you know this tip, and that is to turn off lights and TVs and things when you're not in the room. If you leave the room, turn the lights off. They don't need to be on anyway. No one's in there. Use the daylight during the day. I don't have lights on right now. It may be dark on the video a little bit, but that's okay with me. I like to conserve energy when I can and save money for my family. If you do need to replace anything larger, like we, for example, tomorrow are getting a new water heater. We have fought with this water heater for years now, and it finally is just on its last leg. So we had to get a new water heater. So when you have to get something new, look into those energy efficient models and see where you can save money by upgrading to something that is going to be more eco-friendly and use less water or electricity. Another tip is to seal off any leaks that are going on around your home. And this can be around windows, it can be around doors that go to the outside. If your temperature outside is greatly different than the temperature inside, that will be one of the best ways to figure it out. Especially if it's warmer in your home, but it's really cold outside, go and place your hand all around your windows and your doors, and you'll feel the air coming in if there is a leak. Also check your vents and your fireplace chimneys, and just go to your local hardware store. There are all kinds of sealants depending on where your leak is and what you need to seal up. You can also close off vents that are taking the heating or the air conditioning into a room that you don't really use. Close any vents for rooms that you are not using much. Now, this one would cost you money up front quite a bit, but may save you money in the long run, depending on how long you ended up staying in your home. But that is to look into better insulation. You may need better insulation in your walls or in your attic, and even in your crawl space, like a vapor barrier. Those kinds of things can really protect your home from moisture, pests, as well as checking to see if you have enough vents in your roof to vent out any humidity that comes into your attic space. Those can help prevent issues that will be also very costly down the road. And in the meantime, you save money on your bills immediately. And speaking of a water heater, you can also turn your temperature down on your water heater. So 120 is typically where they want you to have it to avoid scalding possibilities with your kids. If your kids get into your shower and it is too hot or they accidentally turn it up, usually with elderly or with children, they want it at a max of 120 because children and elderly tend to have a more difficult time with a quick response of getting out or turning the water down fast enough, and they would end up getting scalded. So 120 max, it will also save money on your bill potentially. Now, of course, driving less will help us reduce the energy consumption with our gas in our cars. So driving less, carpooling when we can, consolidating all of your errands so that you're running them together, or you are adding in an errand when you have to go in a certain area of town already. Those are some great ways to reduce the gas that you're using, as well as driving the most efficient route. And then in addition, just not even driving at all, biking when you can, walking when you can, and carpooling with other people, but also public transportation if that's an option in your area. Those are great ways to not even have to spend money on gas, but also just not use up the gas if that's something you're wanting to reduce. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you did, can you leave a comment on a tip that you found especially helpful or some tips that you practice that can be shared with all of us and help us as well? Quick favor, if you have not subscribed yet, will you please do that right now? That really helps me out. I want to help and bless as many families as I can, and that would mean the world to me. Okay, there you have it. A bunch of tips to help you save money and also be a little more eco-friendly in honor of today, April 22nd, Earth Day. Let's take care of our earth. Let's take care of our pocketbooks. I hope these help your family save even more money, and I look forward to learning your tips as well. Take care. Blessings to your family.